7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
That's an interesting way to start the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And what's happening? Well, I will tell you. My neck hurts. Oh, but it's not as bad as it was. Oh, what are we doing? Okay, hold on a second. Let's get organized. Ugh, that was bad. I just hit the teapot up against my microphone. That probably caused a clip, and now I'm gonna have all kinds of problems, but blah, blah, blah. I don't care because I have some tea, and I'm gonna drink it. Oh, yeah. Oh, Da Hong Pao, I love you so much. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. Yeah, so the whole weird thing with my neck and my back was happening yesterday. And by the time 8 p.m. rolled around, I was in kind of bad shape. It was really starting to bother me. So I had to take a... What did I take? Acetaminophen. I took a big fat acetaminophen. And that didn't seem like it helped much. Although then around midnight, I had to take another one. And then it kind of did seem like it was helping a little bit, and so I went to sleep, and I actually slept fairly well, and it's better than it was last night, but yeah, I don't have, oh, ow, don't look down, Tobe, I don't have the full range of motion. It's really weird. And I would like to go outside and try to get some exercise and walk it off and all that, but it's a little warm. But actually, it's sort of right on the border, but if I move around too much, I'm going to get hot. I actually have the door open. So if you hear nature sounds, on top of this, you know, dope-ass honey smack techno, then, well, that's because the door is open. Yeah, so I got a little honey smack in the background. I've got the door open because the cat had to just go potty. And here she is. She just returned. Hello, little stinky baby. You had a fun poop, huh? That was fun. You had to celebrate because when you were done, you went running out of the room and you said, "Brow!" And you had fun and you were jumping around. So now what do you want to do? You want to do some kitty business? You better have a clean butt. You have a clean butt? Yeah, okay. You want to do some kitty business on the banky? Here, you want to listen to some honey smack? I've mentioned it before, but I kind of like this guy, and apparently Pippa does too. Okay, now she's really bothering me to get the kitty banky pit ready. Okay, I'm getting the banky on my legs for you so you can get in here. Come on, get in the kitty business pit. And now I don't think she's going to get... No, maybe she is. Are you getting in the kitty business pit, or are you going to look out the window? No, you're okay. That's a good baby. Hi. Hi, yes. We can now get down to some kitty business. And the first order of kitty business today is trying to figure out what this circuit is that I have. Oh boy, I don't even know where to start with this. Because I'd like to tell you that this is a long story, but it's not a long story. This is just a story that has... What's the word I'm looking for? This has just transpired over a long period of time. Okay, so many years ago, like decades ago... Possibly before the turn of the millennium. I found this circuit, a little circuit module, a little tiny little circuit board, and I forget where I found this exactly. It was probably in a copier or a fax machine. And it's a tiny little a tiny little board. It's only maybe 2.5 centimeters long and 1.5 centimeters wide. That's about 3/4 of an inch by 1 1/8 inch for all my American friends. And on this board is nothing but a, you know, like a cable jumper, so you can plug a small ribbon cable into it. There are two pots, and it's too early for me to be able to tell you what they say. They do have markings on them. But two tiny potentiometers, two tiny resistors, two tiny, I presume these are transistors. Might have to look. Oh, wait. No, I can't see Jack. And also a chip. An 8-legged little baby dip chip. And what is that little itty-bitty baby dip chip? It is an LM758. I mean an LM358. An LM358? That's an op amp. That's a dual op amp. It's two op amps in one cute little package. And why did I save this? I don't know. When I found it, I don't know if I was taking machines apart or if I just thought it was cute and, oh, I need to save that. But no. This is something. This is something that I think I can use. This is something that I might want to have. Two op amps in one. See, and the weird thing is it's got these two little potentiometers. This means it's adjustable. That means somebody had to adjust it for something, and there were two things to adjust. So, when I first was messing with this, I thought maybe it was a comparator, like a window comparator. Something where you set a high voltage and a low voltage, and if your signal goes outside of that high or low, then it turns something else on and blah, blah, blah. Okay, right? It creates a window of, well, comparing. compare the incoming signal. Does it fit in this window? If yes, then do this. If no, then do that. I think that's what this is, but I'm not sure. So I'm actually going to start hacking with it to see what it is, see if I can figure it out. I can look at the thing back. I've got a pinout for the 358. I can see the circuit on the back. I have the little traces. This is going to be a real pain because I really don't have any electronics education or know what I'm even doing, but it kind of doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Because I'm Tobin somehow by magic. Just being loved by the god of curiosity, that I will make this work for something or figure out what it is. If this is a window comparator or something similar, I could use this. I could use this for synth because, well, it's a comparator. Send a signal in. If the signal is not in the window, then send another signal out saying it's not. So, dude, I got signals. I got some kind of logic-y thing, because every op amp requires two inputs, and this is two op amps. So, oh, it's too early to be thinking this hard. I've only been up for, well, over an hour now. Oh, but I woke up weird. I was kind of hazy going, anyway, I'm gonna throw this on the old breadboard today, I think, and mess with it, see what it is. I'm most curious, because, what if it's a thing, dingins? If it's a thing, we're gonna have fun. And speaking of things, I had a big failure last night. Oh, I also had a big success last night. Well, at least I think it was a big success. Okay, where do I start? I failed. I tried to make an attenuator. I thought, I'm going to need an attenuator. I'm going to need a single attenuator for those times when I don't want to use my little baby mixer as the attenuator, blah, blah, blah. So I spent, I don't know, an hour building this absolutely cool thing that then didn't work. How did I mess this up? How do you fail making an attenuator? I've made them before. But yeah, apparently I'm stupid now, or at least I was stupid last night. And yeah, the attenuator thing, it's an absolute failure. Isn't that right, Dingins? Dingins says yes. Okay, but there is some good news. It's kind of hard for me to turn over this way and pour my tea. There is some good news. There's also a candy report. Last night I didn't eat very much candy. I only ate 2 pieces. Because I was starting to feel weird, like I mentioned. I ate one of my sour guava candies and I ate one of the lychee gummies. They were delicious. Oh, tea is good. Alright. Now, here's the story of my success from last night. Where do I even start? Regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember from yesterday that, well, maybe not yesterday. Yeah, I don't know when I was. It doesn't matter. I have a camera. I managed to put the camera on a tripod. I managed to find a cable that would work, but it's only so many meters long. It's 2 meters long when I need it to be 8 meters long. Oh, that's not a good length for cables, Dinkus. No, it's not. Gotta keep those cables under 18 and a half feet, which is what? 5 meters? we're not gonna... What's that dog barking? You hear a dog barking out there? You wanna go look out the window? You wanna go kick that dog's ass? Yes! Go get him! Yeah, the predator is predating. Pippa's going over to the open door so she can look out the window and dream about eating dogs. Oh, ow. Speaking of eating dogs, be sure to tune in Saturday to the Dubious Goals Committee. I might have something for you. Anyway, back to last night's rousing success. Well, sort of. The camera, the cables, the symphomosizos. Yes, last night I made a test video. I made a 5-minute video. It's not an interesting video. It's basically just the camera on a tripod pointed at my synthesizers in the dark. And so you can see lots of little flashing LEDs and you can hear some music. Now here's the problem. I haven't actually seen the video. I can watch the video on the camera screen, which is lame. But I cannot watch this on my TV. You know, and normally any MP4, I can just plug it into my TV, either via USB flash drive type of thing or an SD card reader plugged into that. You know, many different ways to go about doing this. Unfortunately, for some reason that I cannot figure out, my TV does not like the files out of the camera. So I cannot confirm that this video is any good, meaning quality, meaning sound. I can plug the card reader into my Pi and then watch the video on my TV, but it has no sound. I can't figure out how to get sound to come out of the Pi because this particular Pi doesn't have an audio jack. So I can't listen on headphones. I can't get the sound to come out of the speakers on the TV. So I still don't know if the sound is any good. I can watch the video on another Pi, but the monitor sucks. So I can't really tell how good it is. And I do have sound, but they're tiny, crappy little, you know, typical $5 computer speakers. I can hear, you know, tick, 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 but yeah, you know, who knows, right? So I've got this video, and I managed to get it off the camera. That was the other worry, but this video is only 5 minutes long, so it's only 70 gig. So, there's a whole thing. And so now that I have this video, what am I going to do with it? I can't post it to anything. I can't post it to YouTube. I can't post it to TubeNix. I don't have the computers that are capable of doing these things. And so now I've got this test video that I have no idea what to do with. And the funny thing is, Pippa does make an appearance in the video, but you can't see her because it's dark. She walks in front of some lights, and so there's just a part in the video where it gets darker. And as such, I think the camera goes out of focus, which is kind of cool because then we get bokeh. Because it's dark and I've got the camera on autofocus, yeah, sorry about that. There's like two times in the video where the camera just goes wildly out of focus. I mean, to the opposite range. Which is cool because then all of the LEDs just turn into these, you know, circles of color that grow. Everything else sort of disappears. You just get these, it's bokeh. You get these nice little abstract lights. And I like abstract lights. So I'm going to have to try to figure out how to use that effect on purpose. And how do I do that to make that do that? Anyway, I have a video. No, I can't email it to you because it's, what, like 1.1 gig on disk. 5 minutes of a video is now 1 gig. Yeah, so much for making TV shows that are 22 minutes long. A 22 minute television show, a standard half an hour television show in the States, won't even fit on a 4 gig anything. Okay, well, that's just great.
stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef.
Yeah, a little curry palmy palmy pudding for poochin' pudding. Because I like poochin' pudding palmy palmies. I don't even know what a poochin' pudding palmy palmy is. Well, of course I do. I just made it up. Now, what the hell is the cat doing? What are you doing in there, Pippa? No, no, Pippa's playing with something in the bathroom. Probably playing with her food. And that's something else that's been bothering me lately. I was raised and always told never to play with your food. Don't play with your food. It's not a toy. Don't play with your food. Don't have fun at school. School is not for fun. Food is not for fun. Nothing is for fun. Don't play with your food. And now there are commercials on TV that are just basically saying, play with your food. There's one particular cookie commercial. What the hell is going on in there? What is this cat doing? Anyway, yeah, there's a particular cookie commercial. I won't name the brand of cookies because they're not paying me to place their product in my program. But basically, it's a sandwich cookie. It's round. It's got chocolate wafers and, you know, white soybean paste in the middle. And yeah, you're supposed to play with these. What the hell is going on in there? What is this cat doing? Can you hear that? Whack, whack, whack. She's just playing with... Are you cleaning up all of the kitty litter? That's so nice of you to sweep it around for me. I appreciate that. Yeah, okay, so what was that all about? Here she comes. Yeah, Okay, yeah, don't worry about that. I'll deal with it. Okay. No, it's okay. You don't have to. I'm not sure I even want to tell you what is just happening. I'll get it. It's okay. Yeah, you're a good baby. You're a good kitty. Okay, so, yeah, my cat was in the cat box. I guess she had to do a little kitty poop. And, when she got out of the cat box, I guess there was just a slight remainder left on her. And it dropped off on the tile over there in the bathroom. And this happens occasionally. This probably happens maybe once a month or so. And this is okay. But the funny thing is that she gets concerned about it. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. No, it's fine. I'll take care of it. But no, she wants to help because she's a nice conscientious kitty. And, you know, kitties are supposed to cover up their poops. But it's on the tile in the bathroom. And what are we going to cover it up with? There's nothing to cover it up with. Oh, wait. Here's a basket of laundry with some socks in it that are kind of sticking out the little sides of the basket because it's just a basket. It's not solid walls, and let's just pull some of these socks out and and cover up the little accidental poop that got in on the floor. Yeah. Yeah, luckily though, luckily, she wasn't able to pull the sock out of the basket all the way. This has happened before. I have found, like, napkins in strange places on the floor down here. And I'll think to myself, that's an interesting place for a napkin. How did that napkin get there? Why is that napkin there? And then I think, oh, I wonder if there's a little bit of kitty poop under here. And yes, that is usually what happens. Cats. Salad shooter, how
helps you every day.
How about some cheese for your pizza? Or perfect salad shooter hash browns for breakfast? Vegetables sliced or shredded? And nothing tops a salad like...
Salad Shooter.
Slicer Shredder from Presto.
Helps you every day.
Yeah, the Salad Shooter. It helps you every day. We're not supposed to play with our food, but you're going to give me a gun that shoots food? I'm an American. That's all I want is guns. Guns that do things. So now we can have salad gunfights. Not only can we play with our food, we can now, you know, play complex war games. In fact, why even bother having wars with bullets? Bullets are expensive. Cucumbers and zucchini and other salad plants are cheap and plentiful, especially at this time of the year when everybody's got too many cucumbers. Right, well, so let's send them all to Russia and Ukraine, along with a few C-130s full of salad shooters, and let them blast each other's faces with salad. Did I mention I ate a salad yesterday? Yeah, I ate a salad yesterday for lunch. I had a salad and a chicken breast, and the salad was... it was okay. The only reason I decided to eat a salad, which, and I might eat a salad again today, is because I wanted to try out the new salad dressing. What new salad dressing, Tobe? We didn't hear about this in your annual salad dressing report. Sure we did. Longtime committee members will remember that earlier this summer I went to the farm. I went to the farm store that's close to my house. Tobe, you live by a farm? Well, it's a farm that's been grown around. The town grew around the farm. The farm is grandfathered in. There's still a farm. You can buy stuff there. What kind of stuff? You can buy farm stuff. And it's also an agritainment complex in the harvest season, which is coming up. So they'll build a corn maze, but it won't be a corn maze, it'll be a hay bale maze. It's terrible, but it's for little kids. If you want real good agritainment, you gotta go further out. And I can tell you all the great places. If you come to Omaha, Nebraska, and you need some agritainment, you know, give me a shout. I'll let you know where the dope places are. But so I ate the salad just so I could try out the new salad dressing from the farm. Farm salad dressing. What flavor was it, you might be asking? Well, it's Vidalia onion honey mustard salad dressing, which sounds like something I would love. I love honey mustard. I love Vidalia onions. I love salad dressing. And so I ate the salad yesterday, and it's not that it's bad. It's just that it isn't anything special. It's very generic, very... Here, pink boy, have a real generic, tippy salad dressing. I could do better, and I often do. But I'm thinking, this just needs a little bit of something. What does it need? I'm not quite sure yet. Maybe I need to have another salad. Maybe I'll just have another salad today, see if I can figure out what it is that this salad dressing needs, and then I can add it and have a really good salad dressing. Or... I can just make my own Vidalia onion honey mustard salad shooter. Salad shooter. Oh my god. Anyway, you, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. As for me, I need to get to work and figure out what this circuit does. So I'll see you later.
Salad Shooter helps you every day.
How about some cheese for your...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Radio needs...